Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Unfortunately, we still have some of the Kareem Hunt stuff to wrap up. Terry, just get your quick thoughts on this. I know you were there yesterday in Berea. We appreciate you coming on the show.
Okay, a couple things. Yeah. I just heard your thing.
So, go ahead.
You do marijuana and you're banned. I mean, do we really believe Josh Gordon was only banned for doing marijuana?
Oh, I know. He admitted to doing much worse than marijuana.
Yeah, basically, yeah. He admitted to doing drugs that I've never heard of, and I do prison ministry. I'm serious. I don't mean to make fun, you know. Most of these guys that are flunking tests, they kind of comes out banned substances in there. So let's get real. I mean, if they actually took everybody off the field to smoke marijuana, we'd have to go in the stands and get volunteers. So.
Terry, what did you think of how contrite he was yesterday? Kareem,
I thought he was sincere, and I really did. I thought he probably handled that as well as you could handle it, and I will be curious to see how it plays out. I think it's absolutely, again, because of my I'm not an expert on this, but I've been going into Summit County Jail every Wednesday morning for 20 years. We started in January of 2000, so we're in our, there. He and everybody else who struggles, whether they're getting out of jail or they've had these things, need structure. And the last thing the NFL should do is prohibit these guys from being around the facility when they're going through something like this on their suspension. So, and then the thing is, if you think this guy is such a bad influence, you don't want him around the facility during the suspension, you shouldn't have him on the team. So therefore, I really think it's critical on the next step that he is involved and he is there, so that he, you're redoing your life no matter what they say. You simply are. And structure is critical to it. So I would say so far so good from what I could tell.
Terry Pluto joining us, the outstanding columnist for the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, also has written so many books. He has his own wing at a library near you. Terry, let's switch gears a little bit. Odell Beckham Jr., it's a big hullabaloo among the media that he's not participating every single thing here this offseason. They're on Tuesday, not there on Wednesday. Man. Where do you come out on that?
Daryl, you've been around the block too. Doesn't this feel a lot like LeBron? You know, I mean, in terms
2.0.
of whatever it is, it just sucks the air out of everything. Of course, basketball smart, they don't have, like, voluntary practices. You know, you're sort of either there or you're not.
Do they even practice anymore?
I don't know. Well, I mean, whatever they say you're supposed to be, you be there. It's not a flip of the coin. I'm like what they said. He should be there. You can't make these guys do anything. I mean, the truth is, if you really think about pro sports, and Graham may have a bit of more philosophical mood today, when you are paying these guys so much to play, it's amazing they come to practice at all.
True.
No, I'm serious. It really is. Or they do the minimum. So I'm not there. I'm just saying we've created, we've created these celebrities. And so I'll be curious to see what he does. I would like to see him be there. I think pretty clear Mayfield would have liked him to be there in that. But, in the end, they do what they do, and they agree to those rules, which created this thing. I don't know whether they agreed to the voluntary rules, and they thought, well, therefore everybody show up anyway.
Do we have to adjust to the superstardom thing? Like, we had LeBron here for 11 seasons, and So we got a taste of it, but like with the Browns, we've never really had this.
Yep.
For the last 20 years, the team has been garbage, save for a few exceptions, the 9-7 playoff year and the 10-6, season. And then, of course, last year when they kind of rose from the dead, as I like to call it. But, I mean, do we really need to, from our standpoint, Terry, do we have to really learn to deal with superstardom in pro sports and especially now?
The question would be, what is it, if Odell Beckham is out there and he's getting in legal trouble and everything else, it's another story. But the rules are up and that's the way it is. You have to adjust to it. And also, I think this is new for football. I was talking to some people yesterday out there about that, and we're suddenly realizing, I think any NFL players have watched, you know, how, especially like, for example, NBA players are taking more control of what they do in their future, and they're going to emulate some of that. And so now my argument would be, one thing you know about LeBron, if he's healthy, you win a lot, you know. And until this past year, LeBron was always healthy. You know, Odell Beckham, frankly, he's got to stay healthy. He is, my biggest concern on him is he's missed 16 of the last 32 games with injury. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just hope that they say he knows what to do to be in shape and whatever. And the injuries he had, I mean, it's getting hit hard on the field. It wasn't like, you know, he pulled a hamstring or something. But that's a big concern there. But, and Darryl, when you go back to, you know, the Bernie Kosar days and that one, there are stars here, it just was a different game.
Yeah. That's true.
All right, Terry Pluto, join us on the hotline. Going to be able to see him June 4th, Lake County Library in Stark. That is in Uniontown, Ohio. I want to know from you, you've been had some keen reporting on this about John Beilein, how he ends up as the next head coach of the Cavaliers. It took a lot of people, obviously, by surprise. His name wasn't one of the bigger names being talked about because, hey, 66 years old and in college. What'd you think of how that all went down?
Well, the funny thing is there were no big names being talked about, number one, if you thought about that. Secondly, because, I mean, the first name I heard out of the shoot in the beginning was Nate Tibbetts. I mean, that's sort of an – yeah, that's where you know the search is going, or at least you think it is. And my first thought when I heard it was, oh, you've got to be kidding, a 66-year-old career college coach. And then I thought, well, I know the guy's a heck of a coach, and we know that in college. And I remember I sort of thought the same thing about Brad Stevens, only I didn't have the age thing going, this guy's going from Butler to Boston, good luck with that. And actually, you know, Stevens was very successful until Kyrene came and wrecked everything. And it may sound simplistic, but watch him play. You know, they were one, you know, the old before and after pictures. And it just shows how tenuous, you know, the coaching situation is there. So as they went along, I thought, well, would I rather have John Beilein coaching these young guys and drawing up plays or whatever, or an assistant who I have no clue what he'll do. Maybe he coached a little bit in the D League. Maybe he didn't. You know, Juwan Howard never coached anywhere, and it's so hard to coach in the league anyway that it made some sense to me if you're going to give him the type of roster that he could actually coach. If you bring in a bunch of you know, veterans or whatever, forget it. And as I talked to people with the Cavs, you know, they told me, look, if it was a LeBron team, no. Or even last year where they sort of had that mishmash of a roster, you know, from J.R. Smith to Colin Sexton and everything else in between, it wouldn't have been a good idea. But if you're going to go younger and build it, and I think in some ways kind of look at what the Celtics did in the early years of Ainge, this might be a wiser way to go.
Terry, though, I'm just curious whether or not it mattered to you that this was the day before the lotto. Some people had criticized him and said, well, wait a second, what if they get Zion? And all I said was, then John Beilein gets to coach Zion.
Yeah, exactly. And who are you going to get anyway? Who's your guy? Greg Popovich has a job. I mean, seriously, who's your guy? Ty Lue, want to bring him back? I mean,
Jordy Fernandez?
Jordy, right. So Jordy Fernandez gets to coach exactly Zion Williamson. In fact, you might be better off having John Beilein coach John, you know, Zion Williamson or whoever's going to be number five. It isn't like there's a bunch of Mike Brown's available. I mean, you know, you start going back for round three. I don't mean to be sarcastic. I mean to be real. Who's out there? It's so hard to find coaches in this league. I mean, you're sitting there and you're watching. You know, Nick Nurse is there with the Toronto. I mean, I defy any average fan to name the coach of the Toronto Raptors right now.
How far did this rebuild for the Cavaliers get set back by them being shut out of the top three picks in the draft lottery?
I mean, you would like to have gotten Zion or maybe the number two, but after that, I don't. I mean, you know, is Barrett that much better than, you know, DeAndre Hunter, whoever they're going to take? I don't really know. I've got to go back and look at it. But I was watching Toronto and Milwaukee play last night. Who were the top five picks on either one of those two teams? Exactly.
Yeah.
Who are the top five picks other than, let's take Durant out of there because he hadn't been playing for Golden State the last few days. Who are the top five picks on Portland and Golden State?
It's an anomaly year. It is a little different this year.
Yeah, it helps to have them. But what I'm saying is if you don't have the superstar, you know, then all of a sudden you're into, you know, that eighth, the eighth pick, whether it be at Colin Sexton or I forgot where Thompson went. I think it was seventh, you know. Curry was a sixth or something like that. You know, you see, you just got to do it right.
Terry, I do want to ask you this as we close, and we appreciate you coming on the hotline as always. Mm-hmm. There's some talk out there, radical ideas, that if Zion really doesn't want to go to the Pelicans in this player empowerment era, he could go back to school, go back to Duke, or sit out a year, get his Nike money. I know fans would not like this at all. How do you feel about that? Should players, do you think the draft is archaic? Do you think players should be able to determine where they want to go coming out of college?
No, because then you would just have everybody going to a couple of teams. Basically, you'd have free agency out of college. And the players, veteran players, would not like that because you know what that would create? It's pretty hard to have a rookie salary cap when you don't have a draft to go with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because how are you going to have, you know, the number one pick if attached to a certain price if the number one pick could go play anywhere he wants?
Mm-hmm.
So, no, here's my feeling. Now, if you're Zion Williamson, the big concern with him, remember he did have that knee injury.
Year.
And, you know, they also have the tennis shoe blue or whatever, but there was something wrong with that knee. Do you go back to school and walk away from whatever it is, you know, how many millions, you know, or do you just go to New Orleans and start to play? I mean, it's not like this kid is from Philadelphia. He's from South Carolina. So, you know, I'm sure they maybe at his heart, although frankly, why you want to go play for the Knicks other than you want that New York market, I'm not sure.
All right, Terry. Well, we'll see.
I trust David Griffin more to put together a team than who's ever doing the Knicks.
We will see how that all unfolds. Appreciate you coming on. Always great to talk to you about everything
great.
In Cleveland.
Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
All right, there he is, Terry Pluto on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Should Zion Williamson be able to go back to college? Would you tell him to do that if you were his agent?
No.
I want to hear from fans on this next. Daryl and I are going to get into it. Here's Jeff Thomas with the update.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.